The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Seems as though I just went to bed.
Uh-huh. Well, you better get up. Thought you said you had an early conference at the office this morning.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day.
I don't know.
That sounds like a cow mooing.
Yeah, how could it be a cow?
Well, I don't know. It certainly sounded like one.
Darling, in the middle of a residential district, we must be miles from a farm.
Yeah, it sounded like a cow.
Oh, it's probably some kids up early. They got a horn or something that sounds like a cow.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, come on. Get up.
No, don't do that. I hate having the covers yanked off me, Jimmy.
That's the only way to get you. Oh, honey, don't cover up again. You'll never get up, and then you'll be late.
Look, I just want to rest for 2 more minutes.
Yeah, I know you and your 2 minutes.
Good morning, Manny.
Oh, good morning, darling. Come here. Tickle Daddy's feet and wake him up. Come on, right under here.
No,
Come on, get up.
Oh, no rest for the weary. All right. Stop it now, you dickens. That's all. All right, now.
For heaven's sake, look.
Now what?
There are 2 cows in our backyard.
Oh, honey, cut it out.
Come here and look.
You're just trying to get me out of bed, I know.
No, Daddy, 2 cows in our backyard. Look.
There couldn't possibly be 2 cows.
Well, look. What would you call them? I call them cows, and they are right in the middle of my lilies of the valley.
Hey, for Pete's sake. Well, we're miles from a farm. Where would any cows come from?
Well, I don't know where they came from, but you get dressed and get out there and get them right out of my flower garden.
More about the couple next door in just a moment. What do you do with your daytimes? Now, what I'm getting at is, are you doing enough with your weekdays? If you're one of these all-work-and-no-play James or Johns, we have a brace of work softeners on tap each weekday in the Howard Miller Show and Art Linkletter's House Party. Howard Miller, one of the breeziest personalities the Windy City ever produced, happens to be one of the nation's top experts in the popular music field. He often talks to other experts and to your favorite stars. Well, that makes each Howard Miller show something to smile about, a real pleasure to hear. As for Art Linkletter's House Party, well, you never know what'll happen next when Art and his gang blend their surefire ingredients, Hollywood stars, studio guests, plenty of lively games. Are you having any fun? Well, you stay with CBS Radio, Monday through Friday, for Art Linkletter's House Party and the Howard Miller Show, both on most of these same stations.
Betsy, now stand back.
Well, darling, they're just cows. They're not bulls. They won't hurt her.
Are you sure they're not bulls?
Yeah, I'm sure they're not bulls.
Well, who do you suppose they belong to?
How do I know who they belong to? Where the dickens did they come from is more to the point.
I'll get them out of our yard. Shoo, Bossy. Shoo.
Now, you can't just shoo them away.
Do something, dear. They are trampling all over, huh?
I don't know what to do. I certainly can't lift them anywhere, and they show no signs of moving.
Well, call somebody and see who they belong to.
Yeah, this is the craziest thing I've ever known. I'll bet there isn't a farm closer than 3 miles from here.
Oh, hi,
Fraley. Well, what do you make of this, huh?
I couldn't believe my eyes. I came down to breakfast, Lillian said, take a look out there. Our neighbors seem to have bought a couple of cows.
Oh, no. We didn't buy them, for Pete's sake. They just wandered in from somewhere. Kind of crazy, huh?
I heard a cow mooing this morning, and I looked out and saw them. Well, we were flabbergasted as you were.
I don't know what the heck to do with them.
Well, you better do something with them. I just got my lawn all picked up. I don't want them wandering into my yard.
Now, look here, Fanny. They're none of my doing. I can't help where they go.
Well, I don't want them digging up our yard either.
Well, all I know is they're on your property, not mine. And one thing is sure. I don't want them.
Well, I don't want them either.
Well, then you better get rid of them right away.
Well, do you have any good suggestions as to how I can get rid of them?
No, well, call somebody.
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, who? What category do stray cows come under?
Well, I don't know. When in doubt, call the police or call the newspaper. See if anybody's reported them missing.
That's a good idea, dear.
In the meantime, close your gates. They're out of one in my yard.
Now, just a second, Freddy. I told you they are not my cows and they're not my responsibility.
Well, they are on your property, and as far as I'm concerned, they're more your cows than they are mine.
Call the police, dear. Call the police.
That is right, 33 Crestview Lane. What's my problem? I just told you. We woke up this morning and looked out and saw two cows on our front lawn. Cows. I don't know. Holsteins, I guess. Now, what do you mean, pink elephants?
Come on, darling, don't get excited. After all, the police...
Now, look here, Robert. I know a cow when I see one. Well, I don't know what they're doing there. What do cows do? I called the newspaper. Nobody has reported anything missing, so naturally... Huh? Well, just a second. Are they still out there?
Yes,
he wants to know.
Yes, Betsy, are the cows still out there?
Oh, yes, they're sort of standing under the sprinkler now.
Oh, honest, they're sort of standing under the sprinkler now.
Oh, thanks. Hello, officer. Yeah, yes, they're still there. They're sort of standing under the sprinkler, sort of cooling off, I guess. Hello. Hello.
What did he say?
He just laughed and said maybe that's what I better do.
You mean he didn't believe you?
I guess they think I'm pulling some sort of joke.
Well, dear, you said yourself, how could cows get way into town like this all by themselves?
Oh, I tell you, that burns me up. First time I call the police to get some help, what do I get? A bunch of wisecracks.
Dear, do you think this is a joke?
What do you mean?
You know your pal, Charlie Demas. He's a great one for practical jokes that aren't the least bit funny. Like the time he painted Harry's garage purple when they were away.
Yeah. Yeah, you know... No.
I wouldn't put this past Charlie Demas at all.
I wouldn't, except that I happen to know he's out of town.
Oh,
he couldn't do this.
Mommy, there's a lot of people out there. Everybody seems to be coming over to look at the cows. Can I go out?
No, you finish your breakfast and get ready to go to school, Betsy.
Oh, please, Mommy, can I stay home today with the cows?
No, dear, now this is your last week of school.
Oh, I don't want to miss anything.
Oh, my gosh, look at the time. I have got to get to work.
You can't go and leave me with those animals out there.
Animals or not, Mr. Bradley or the head officers in town. He scheduled a conference for 8:30.
Well, I'm not going to be left here with those two cows. What if they wander over into Mr. Fraley's yard? He'll be mad at us.
Look, we don't own the cows. He hasn't got any right to be mad at us.
Well, whether he has any right or not, he will be mad.
I'll be mad at him.
He's sort of mad about them already.
I like the cows, Daddy. Why don't we keep them?
Please finish your breakfast, Betsy. We're not going to keep the cows. Now, we couldn't if we wanted to, dear. They're not our cows. You are Elmer, hi.
Walk right in. I hope you don't mind. My goodness. How did you ever happen to buy a couple of cows?
We didn't buy a couple of cows. They're not ours. They just wandered in now.
Well, I hope they don't wander down to our place.
Look, whatever they do, it is not our responsibility.
Everybody else in the neighborhood worried about it, too.
Oh,
look at the crowd out there. Everybody going by in cars, stopped and looked. They've gotten out. Hanging over your picket fence.
Oh,
I told them. I said, keep those cows off my lawn.
All right.
Stand back. Let me through, please.
Dear, Betsy, your school bus is here. It stopped and the kids got off.
Yeah, well, look, I have got to get down to the office.
Oh, here comes Mr. Johnson, the mailman. He can hardly get through the crowd. Here, you got to go out and talk to the crowd.
Talk to them? What am I supposed to say to them?
Yeah, well, tell them how the cows got here in the residential section.
I don't know how the cows got here in the residential
section. Just woke up and there they were. Oh, good morning, Mr. Johnson.
A bit of excitement here, huh? Where'd you get them?
We didn't get them. They were here when we woke up, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah? Well, you better get rid of them. Zoning laws, you know. A joke's a joke, but not when it leads to paying a fine, you know. Here you are. Three letters, magazine.
Oh, thank you. What do you mean, zoning laws?
Oh, not allowed to keep cattle in town like this. No, indeed. If I were you, I'd get rid of them pretty fast.
I would like to get rid of them pretty fast. So, Pete, take that.
Oh, I'll get it, dear. Maybe it's the newspaper. The police calling back. Maybe somebody's reported them missing by now.
I tell you, this whole thing is getting like a nightmare.
Yes? Oh, just a second.
Hold on, it's your office. Miss Winter says Mr. Bradley wants to talk to
oh,
you.
Oh, I should be down there. I told you.
Get
off of here.
Hello. I know. I'm
worried about my lawn.
Yes, yes, Mr. Bradley, I know. But, well, we've had a little trouble here at home this morning. No, nothing serious, I hope. But, you see, we woke up and found two cows in our yard. And cows. No, cows, Mr. Bradley. C-O-W-S. I don't know, Mr. Yeah, I know I've been working hard lately, but look, I'm not the only one who sees them, Mr. Bradley. There's a whole crowd out here, and they all see them.
You know, it's
yes.
Only in the zoning lot.
Yes,
but he's likely to have a health and sanitation department on his neck, too. You two better take my advice and get rid of him at once.
To find those cows still here when I got home tonight.
Look, Bradley, I got enough trouble without getting any from you.
Oh, right? Yeah?
Yeah, just please.
Mommy's crying and Mrs. Kendall is with us.
Huh? Oh.
Oh, Dorothy, there you are. Did you see the evening paper?
No, why?
Now, please, she's so upset.
What?
Of course, the whole neighborhood's upset. They've been hanging around all day.
Well, why, for Peter? Haven't they ever seen cows before?
Look.
My God, they've done more damage to the lawn than the cows have.
What look!
Huh?
Picture in the paper. Reporter from the paper came out and snapped it this morning while I was off set before I could say anything. I didn't know he had a camera. And look, this old house dress I've got. No lipstick. I look.
There's your mommy in the two cows.
Listen to this. Guess of Mr. and Mrs.
All right. Now, take it easy, dear.
I look just awful. Two hosting cars have dropped in to visit at 33 Crestview Lane, and like all unexpected guests, show no signs of leaving.
Oh, no. Well,
what have you done today about finding the owners?
Everything I could. Nobody, but nobody knows anything about them.
Oh, no.
Yes, I have got... You know, I got down there to the office this morning. Bradley still didn't believe me. Two cows in the middle of town, he says. You better think up a better excuse for being late next time. Oh, darn mad. Oh, hello, Mrs. Henderson.
Somebody just told me about your cows.
They are not.
And I want to tell you this. My daughter is having a garden wedding on Saturday. And if your cows come over and trample
them. They are not.
I don't care whose they are. But they're in your yard. And if they come into my yard and trample down everything,
look.
I can tell you there's going to be trouble. Now you pen them up.
Mrs. Chenders and I closed the gate to the picket fence, which I suppose where they got in, and I don't know.
They can jump over that little picket fence.
Well, I wish they would. And
darling,
you too. Well, I
don't. We wouldn't want to spoil Amy Henderson's wedding.
Well, what am I supposed to do with them?
Look, the whole story was in the paper. Maybe the owner will see it and call you.
Yeah, and in the meantime...
Well, darling, put them in the garage.
Oh.
Now, don't worry, Mrs. Henderson. I wouldn't want to spoil Amy's wedding. No,
60,000 people in this town, and two runaway cows head straight for my yard. Why me? I mean, what have I ever done?
Darling, we'll have to keep them overnight. Now, put them in the garage.
Oh.
What's new in London, Paris, Bonn, Rome, Tokyo, Moscow, Vienna, or Singapore? If today an event of worldwide importance has taken place in any of these news centers, chances are you'll find a first-hand report waiting for you on this evening's edition of The World Tonight. Remember, 7 nights a week, CBS News overseas correspondents have an open line to you on The World Tonight. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Dorothy Duckworth, Nancy Pollock, George Eveling, and Joe Silver. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. We invite you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.